Hi everyone, this is Tim at North and South Podcasts, and pretty much a year old now. I say we, but really I mean me. And before we start today, I just want to say last week was World Mental Health Day, and it's also ADHD Awareness Month, October 22 in the UK, and this might go out quite distant from those two events, but I just wanted to make a comment on those two things. But before I do, I'm also going to give you some interesting homework. Before I do, I do really appreciate each and every listener, including the people who've made financial contributions. I really do appreciate them, because you're helping me to chase my dreams and to make a positive contribution at local community level. I also appreciate some of the feedback I get, including that person who says that my ego is too big, and it is. I listen to it myself sometimes and think I'm being a bit egotistic there in some of my podcasts. So I do appreciate all the feedback and all the financial support, and the positive feedback as well is really, really important. But I didn't think I'd keep this going because of time, etc. And it is tough work, and being a father, being a human being, and doing a weekly podcast. So I do appreciate everyone who listens, the people who share and subscribe on Spotify and YouTube. And it literally takes a second, but it really, really helps me. Also, if you can follow me on TikTok and Twitter, that also helps. If you can get three people to share this podcast with, because it's quite a positive podcast, that would be great as well. And if you can, please contribute financially, and I'm making a bit of an appeal on that front, because I'm hoping to do podcasting longer term at community level, helping people, and I really need your support if this is going to be successful in the long run. So share it, and if you can, contribute financially on coffee.com. The details will be in the notes. As you know, I do creativity, I do politics, I do history, I do economic, financial survival in these difficult times. But the principal concern is well-being and mental health. And I do volunteer with Hope Street. Hope Street is a well-being organisation in Ormskirk. And whenever I do a well-being organisation, a well-being podcast, I always mention Hope Street as my inspiration, as well as speaking to people from Hope Street about well-being and living a better life, because ultimately we're not living in a rehearsal. Aristotle said it's important to live a good life and to pursue the good life. And although people may disagree on what constitutes a good life, I think that being involved in your community, in your societies, or as Aristotle said, in the politics of the polity or the city-state, that is where we are better. And I've said it before, Yuval Harari says, know yourself through meditation, through watching yourself, better yourself, and then join groups with others who share your core beliefs and interests to make the world a better place. And I do believe in those three things. That's part of my mission. So thanks, Yuval, for your inspiration with that one. So I want people to get involved, to do podcasts with me, to help me make podcasts, particularly people who do video recording of podcasts. At the moment, I'm doing audio. I'm releasing audio on YouTube. And I am doing like a little pattern on YouTube to get it out there. But I would like to do video recording. So if anyone's got any expertise on that. I also cannot get my microphones to work properly. So I've got a headset with microphones now, which is much better. But I need help with microphones and sound. So World Mental Health Day, ADHD awareness. I am not diagnosed as having ADHD yet, but I did a great podcast with Claire Berry, and I've got one coming up very soon with Claire Berry again. And we're going to be discussing a little bit more about ADHD and neurodiversity, and also just general well-being and mental health. Mental Health Day and ADHD awareness should be happening every day. And the most important thing in your life is your well-being, your mental health, whether it's good or bad or whatever. That is the most important thing in your life. If you get that right, everything else becomes easier. And it's a two-way street. Positive mental health means that the rest of your life is good. And if the rest of your life is good, it means positive mental health. It's a bit of a chicken and an egg situation, but it's very important that we take responsibility and do what we can. Because if you wait for the world to change and for others to change, you will be waiting a very, very long time. So take the initiative, better yourself, and then get involved with others who share your core beliefs. You should seize every single day. And I think in life it's far too easy to just get caught up in the longer term, dwelling on the past and the present, as I've said in a podcast recently. We need to experience each day. Each day is as good as it gets. This idea that in the future it's going to get better, it's part of our psychology, that hope. But we are living day to day, and you've got to enjoy getting up in the morning. You've got to enjoy getting your breakfast. You've got to enjoy your interactions with people and your job. And if you're not, you need to do something about it. And that might mean you walk away from certain people or certain things, but you can never walk away from yourself. And it means that you've got to do what you can to get better and improve things. And it takes tremendous effort to do these things, particularly when we do things which are just second nature to us and that we've become almost blind to. It can be very hard to change those things that we do that actually are not helping us, that are coping mechanisms or psychological support mechanisms, as we think, which are actually not helpful. So it can be very hard to examine yourself. As Socrates said, the unexamined life is not worth living. So you need to get aware of what you're doing each day and better it, because ultimately each day is one day less for you on this earth, and we don't know what's happening next. We're not living in a rehearsal. This is it. This present moment now, this day, this is it. So say that to the other people who you live with that you love them today. It can be hard to do that. Try that this morning as just a positive intention, and then see if you can do that every day. See if you can do that every day, and let me know if you can. I journal. I write down an emotional journal each day. I write down what went well, what could have been better. And particularly if I've got things on my mind, I commit them to a journal, and it really makes things easier than when it's just swimming around in my head every day. I've spoken about journaling on several podcasts. So three things that went well, three things that might have been better, and I explore the emotions around that. Because that's important. That is very, very important, the way we interpret the day emotionally. I also write down three things that I'm grateful for. By doing a journal and writing those nine things, that teaches you to speak to yourself better. Watch how you speak to yourself. The biggest bully in your life is you. You speak to yourself. If other people spoke to you like that, you would turn around and retaliate and say, don't you dare speak to me like that. But we allow our own minds to speak to ourselves like that, or parts of our minds, and that's just not helpful. So look at how you speak to yourself and develop a better relationship with yourself. All the different personalities that make you, make a better friend of yourself. There's no bigger job that you can do in your entire life than to be better with yourself. Really, really important and fundamental. Sometimes other people can help us to reflect and to speak to ourselves. You might have a friend who you can talk to. You might also use a counsellor or some kind of healing therapist or whatever. Take up yoga. Working with others, exercise. Working with others can also help. And I would encourage people to invest in themselves. And it might mean time and money, but what's more important than you and how you view the world? That'll help you to be a better parent, to be a better person, to be a better friend, to be a better loved one, to be a better person. So better yourself. Sort yourself out. Whatever needs to be done, do it. For some people, it might be tomorrow I will start eating one apple a day instead of currently eating no fruit or veg. That might be the one single step you take, and I'll come to that in a minute. Write down what you want in life and review it regularly and think about those small steps you can take. So it might be that you're not happy in work. And you might write, what would make work better for me? You might write them down and then do one of them the next day. It might be a relationship with someone. Think of one thing that could be better and do that the next day. Make a start. As I said, it might be for some people eating an apple, one apple a day, instead of living off Haribo and Iron Brew and whatever. It might just be to start having an apple each day as a step forward. And regardless of how bad a day you have, there's always that next day when you can start afresh and start new. And that's important too. This next idea is a little bit of homework, and I've given you a few things to do there, but I want to share something that Tony Robbins once said, who's a bit of a life coach, business coach, very, very famous, got a really deep voice, and he's about like 10 foot tall. He's a very inspirational speaker, and I've listened to a few of his courses. What Tony Robbins says is, I spoke about this last year, but have one day where you don't allow any negative thoughts. And by negative thoughts, it means you go through the day and you're just positive. The setting of your sail is towards positivity. It doesn't mean that you won't have negativity that comes your way or a negative feeling flash into you, a negative emotion. But it's what you then do with that emotion. What do you do with it? Can you observe it? Let it go over like the next 90 seconds or whatever and then respond positively. It might mean that you're stoic, that you don't respond because you think, I'm not going to respond to this now because it's not going to help. And you have a positive day. And Tony Robbins challenges us to have 5 positive days. And then he says, if you have 5 positive days, will you want to go back to your previous way of viewing the world? And that's my challenge to you. It's Monday, the 24th of October, as I speak this. You'll probably hear this in a few weeks. I'm going to do it for the next 5 days, and I'll let you know how I do. And we can have a little discussion, some of us, about that, and see if we can get more people to do that. Be mindful. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough, but try and have one good day. And then when you do that, try and have 5 good days. If you have a negativity, and by that I mean you really allow a negativity to fester, and then there's negative behaviour or extended levels of negative thought, you can have a negative thought come into your mind. But if you then dwell on it and let it ruin your day or whatever, then you need to go back to the start and start with day one. So that was the Tony Robbins challenge, and I would encourage you to check out all of Tony Robbins' work. And he spoke about that in one of his courses. Absolutely brilliant. And let's see how we do. Don't forget, you can follow me on Spotify, YouTube, share, subscribe. I did all this at the start, but your support really does help this podcast. Let's do this. Monday, 24th of October is day one for me. Let's see how we do, folks. Look after yourself. Look after each other. And don't forget, get your sail and set it towards positivity. Sometimes there might be very little wind taking you in the right direction. You set your sail the way you want to travel. And don't deviate from that path. Good luck.